This here's Bob Muscatel, and boy, do we love bringing in our buddy Dan Schlossberg for a Travel Thursdays chat. And, of course, he's a phenomenal author. Matter of fact, I'll have to ask him pretty soon about what the next book is. I think I asked him once before, and I forgot. So we have to find out what the next one might be. But he's had so much success with writing great baseball books, including the new Baseball Bible. And folks, he updated it. It was great before. It's even better now. You can find it at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. Listen, it's good to find a lot of those starting to crank up again, which is great. And it's also great to talk with Danny right now, a big Atlanta Brave fan, as you know. Good morning, Danny. How's everything, buddy?
Everything is great. We got 1 out of 2 in Houston. We can clinch in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I always find... Danny, I don't know how you feel about this. I wish that they would do what the NBA and NHL have done with the 2-2-1-1-1 format. What do you think?
There's too much travel in that. I like it, and baseball has experimented with different formats over the years, but I think this is pretty good. I'm just wondering about that day off in between, because now the World Series goes into November.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, but the only reason I'm saying that is because if you get the split on the opposing team's field, you know, which is a great accomplishment, then in order to clinch at home, you got to sweep, which I think is unfortunate for that, you know, for the other team. In this case, it would be Atlanta. I'd like the 2-2-1-1-1, but as you say, it does involve a couple of extra days for the series, that's for sure.
I mean, you know, let's say we had a coast-to-coast series, you know.
Yeah.
It'd really be tough with all that travel.
Yeah, that's very true. All right. And by the way, are you traveling with the series? Are you going to be heading to Atlanta?
I'm going to Atlanta tomorrow morning. I'm looking forward to it.
There you go. And by the way, this is the anniversary of the last time the Braves won the World Series in 1995. This was the day they clinched. I think it's a good omen right there, Danny.
Anything before Halloween is good, but yes, it's good when the Braves clinch.
There you go. All right, so we're going to talk about dog-friendly Delaware. Now, I know a few things about Dan. I know he loves trains. I know he loves anything on rails, and he loves dogs, and he loves traveling, and when he can travel with his dog, that's a good thing, and it looks like there's a lot of good dog stuff in Delaware that people should keep in mind, right?
Yes, we're talking about Greater Wilmington, and also the Brandywine Valley. And, of course, I have my own dog, as you mentioned, 14 pounds, part Shih Tzu, part Yorkie, and part Poodle.
Wow, that's a lot of parts.
And I know that because I did a dog NA.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Wow, that's a lot of parts right there. Okay, so take us through. What do we want to talk about here? Obviously, there are some different parks to go to, hiking trails, etc. Take everybody through.
Yes, Delaware has a lot to offer. It's a small state, of course, but it's easy to get to for our listeners. Hop on the train or drive down, and it's everything. They've got, and also summer lingers longer, so the weather is a little bit better down there, too. Mm-hmm. It's a great time of the year to go see Delaware. They have bark parks. They have on-leash walking and hiking areas, and dog-friendly restaurants, dog spas even. And the Westin Wilmington, I'm going to tell you about at the end, that's a great place to go with your dog and stay a few nights.
Excellent.
So let's start with the bark parks.
Okay.
And Newcastle County, they have a number of parks where you can have your dog go off-leash. And my dog prefers much better going off-leash. And Lums Pond, L-U-M-S, Pond State Park, dog park near Newark, Delaware. And that area includes tall grasses, woods, access to the namesake pond for canine swimmers.
Mm.
And dogs can also swim, Bob, at the Carousel Bark Park in Pike Creek, which has a large pond where dogs can jump in. And
wow.
Well-mannered pups, they can go down to Rockford Park in Wilmington. Great areas at Tally Day Park as well in Brandywine, Hundred and Iron Hill Park in Newark, and both have separate sections for small and large dogs.
Well, you know, you mentioned well-mannered pups. That thins out the herd quite a bit, don't you think?
It definitely does. In fact, my dog on a leash, she has road rage or leash rage or something like that.
Leash rage.
you take her off the leash and she's very well behaved.
I understand totally. I got it. So as far as walking and hiking, plenty of places in northern Delaware to hike with your pets, right? Leashed and unleashed.
There are great hiking trails. Your pet has to stay on a leash there, but really great places. Go along the Delaware River in historic Newcastle's Battery Park. And you can have extensive grassy area, really nice, expansive, not expensive. You can see the tall ship Kalmar Nyckel, or the cargo ships that use the river as a highway. Beaver Valley, part of Delaware's first state national historic park, near the Delaware state line, has hills, farms, miles of trails, and the Brandywine runs through a section of the park offering beautiful water views and a great cooling off spot, more dog swimming spots. And go to Smith Bridge, because I'm a big fan of covered bridges. There are three of them in this area. It's just outside the park.
Very good. And the Northern Delaware Greenway is the longest and oldest off-road trail. That sounds like fun, too.
10 miles long, Bob. It covers open spaces of several parks, including Bellevue State Park, Rockford Park and Museum, Alapocas Run State Park, and Brandywine Park, all dog destinations on their own.
Wow. And listen, we've found this over the last few years, that dog-friendly restaurants are starting to crop up all over. A lot of restaurants that have been around a while are starting to adapt to the dog-friendly idea, and there are plenty in the greater Wilmington area, right?
There are, and my dog is very well-behaved. She just sits under the table and lets us enjoy our meals, doesn't beg the way she does at home. And many of these outdoor patios are heated during the cooler months. So among the pup-friendly restaurants, Grain H2O in Bear, BBC Tavern and Grill in Greenville, Metro Pub and Grill in Middletown, and Brouhaha, multiple locations.
Okay. And, yeah, there's a bunch of breweries and brewing companies in that area that that do allow pets, which is kind of cool. And the Constitution Yards is a seasonal beer garden right near Wilmington's riverfront. That sounds like a lot of fun for your pet, too.
It is. And there's a pet-friendly river walk there, so dogs can enjoy the same views that humans do. And has a nice grassy area for dogs to socialize. And for people, great brews and food. Just don't feed your dog any beer.
No, you don't want to go there. Let's talk about some dog spas. My dog just nudged me and said, hey, talk about the dog spas. So let's talk about the dog spas today.
Well, right across from Constitution Yards in Wilmington is Riverfront Pets, which has fun toys, gourmet treats, grooming, training, and my favorite, self-serve dog stations right on site.
Okay.
And in Fairfax, Dogtopia, great name, Dogtopia, wins regulars and visitors with daily daycare, boarding, and spa services.
Very nice. All the dogs out there are going, that's for me. Yes, indeed. And you mentioned at the end you were going to be talking about the Westin. Let's talk a little bit about that. The Westin Wilmington Riverfront offers a nice pampered pet package. Tell everybody about this.
Well, I'm a big fan of Westin hotels. They are very luxurious, very comfortable.
Yep.
Always get a good stay there and pretty reasonable prices, too. And they have a partnership with Riverfront Pets, so VIP canine guests get a Westin Heavenly dog bed to use during the stay and a treat box. Now, this is their favorite. That includes a healthy snack, an aromatherapy dog toy, dog wipes, and a coupon for a self-wash at Riverfront Pets.
A self-wash. Okay. All right.
It's a do-it-yourself dog wash.
Yeah, apparently so. Oh, my goodness. And a lot of green space over there, too, for them to roam around in. Man, that's cool.
There is lots of green space. And the whole area is just beautiful, Bob. Greater Wilmington and Brandywine Valley region. It's in the heart of the Mid-Atlantic and less than 2 hours from both New York City and D.C. You can hop on a train if you live in the Hartford area. Hop on a train and go down and see some American history, too. The legacy of the DuPont family, Revolutionary War history, towns and gardens, past and present, historic and hip, world-class museums, colonial towns, you name it. I could go on and on. And, of course, that world-craft beer restaurant scene, great place. And I've got the contact number, too, contact information website.
Please.
It's visitwilmingtonde.com. Visit Wilmington, D like in Dan, E. .com.
Very good. All right. Well, folks, listen, that just a few options there for a state that's nearby to us, Delaware. We don't talk enough about that. And, of course, it's known as the first state, especially with the president being from Delaware, etc. So good to bring it up today. Danny, thanks for bringing all that information to the fore. What's your dog's name, by the way? I meant to ask.
My dog's name is Chelsea. She was a rescue, and she came with that name, so we kept it.
Very good. Mine's Scout. We'll have to introduce the two to each other. 60 pounds against 14 pounds, and we know who's going to be leading who around.
Oh, very definitely. My dog will definitely win
yeah,
that one.
You got that right. Hey, listen, good luck to your Braves, my friend. Take good care. Be safe.
Talk to you next week, Bob. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. That's Dan Schlossberg joining us today on Travel Thursdays with yours truly here at WLIS and WMRD.